1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 8:30 on the dot, we're pleased to have our Newsmaker 2 segment with Rebecca Curry of the ESU Archives Department. She serves as the ESU Archives Department Public Services Director. We've got a lot of things happening here this week, apparently.
Rebecca, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good.
All right.
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here on a Monday morning. So I understand, Rebecca, what, we have American Archives Month this month?
Yes, October is American Archives Month. And in conjunction with that, we've got a number of things on our calendar. So coming up first, we've got one of several virtual events that we're doing with local authors. So on October 12th, we've got Kim Horner McCoy, who will be reading from her poetry chapbook, This Bony Cabinet. Then on the 19th, we've got Kerry Moyer reading from his latest poetry collection, Turnpike Prairie. And then coming up on the 25th, we've got a reading by some members of the Emporia Writers Group. So all these events are going to be starting at 7 p.m. And to view them live or to see them recorded later on, people can visit emporia.edu/live, and that'll lead them to the YouTube pages for those.
Rebecca, with these different discussions and readings that are going to be taking place, have you taken the time to put together some special just special booth space, for lack of a better term, for folks to maybe see this in a little bit more detail?
So we do, if people want to get more information about what we have going on, a great way to do that is to follow us on social media. So on both Twitter and Facebook, people can follow us at ESULYL. And there we've got event announcements about what's coming up, historical highlights, and just any information you might want to know about what's going on in Special Collections and Archives.
Let's talk a little bit about really the work that you do on a general basis here, Rebecca, with Special Collections and Archives, and just maybe highlight some of the different, you know, material collections that you already have in place.
Yeah, so we have just so much. So we're the primary repository for any materials about the history of ESU, so just anything you can imagine there, yearbooks, student newspapers, department records. We also have some special collections, which is the Special Collections in Special Collections and Archives. We've got some wonderful children's literature collections with thousands of original illustrations and manuscripts. We also are very proud to hold the William Allen White Collection. So that is just the whole record of his life, correspondence, photographs, etc. So, yeah, we've got a lot of really interesting stuff we'd like to think that is available for anyone to come and use.
I think you bring up a key point. Anyone can come and view and research and take a look at what they have in the archives at Emporia State. So exactly where are you located, Rebecca?
So we are in William Allen White Library. Our office is in room 119 on the first floor. And we're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. So anytime in that window, we're happy to see people. People can also make appointments ahead of time, which can sometimes help guarantee that we'll have, you know, what they want to see ready for them.
And, of course, people, I think for the most part, know if you're on campus, buildings in campus, you need to wear a mask, correct?
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah. Sure you take care of that. Let's run down your activities again here coming up this month, though. These will all be virtual, correct?
Uh-huh, yes, they will be.
Well, let's run down that list again, Rebecca.
Yeah, so on October 12th, we've got that reading by Kim Horner McCoy from her poetry book. We've got that second poetry reading coming up on the 19th with Kerry Moyer. And then on the 25th, we've got the Emporia Writers Group reading. And I did also want to let people know that our exhibit on ESU Athletics is still available to view. That's going to be available through December 17th. So again, if you come by the first floor of the library anytime during the building's open hours, people can see that. And in particular, if people are going to be on campus during homecoming for the self-guided tours on October 23rd, then that'll be available for them to see starting at 9 a.m. that day.
One other thing, too, Rebecca, is, and this is a little bit further down the road yet, but typically here within the next couple of weeks, we're really starting to highlight all the different activities that take place with the All Veterans Tribute. Is the Archives Collection going to have another activity that's related here to All Veterans Tribute coming up here at the end of the month into early next month?
You know, not this year. We ended kind of some continuing circumstances that we're all going through. So not this year, but certainly we would hope next year to be back with that again, because we always do really enjoy getting to participate in that.
Well, Rebecca, if people want to learn more about the Archives Department at Emporia State University or have any questions, how can they get those questions answered?
Yeah, so again, like I said before, a great way to see what's going on is on our social media, so Twitter and Facebook. Again, we're at ESULYL. People can also check out our webpage on the ESU website. People can also get in touch with us by email or phone, so our office email address is just archives@emporia.edu, and our phone number is 341-6431.
Good deal. Rebecca, thanks so much for joining us, and I hope you have a good turnout here for everything you've got going on this month.
Yeah, thanks for speaking with me.
Thanks, Rebecca. Yeah, Rebecca Curry, who is ESU Archives Department Public Services Director, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning, highlighting some American Archives Month activities being held at Emporia State University, located in the William Allen White Library, those virtual events. Of course, follow them on social media for more details and how you can access them, and we'll put links up to at KVOE.com. It is 8:38, sunshine, 54 degrees. Good morning.
Greetings from Emporia First United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Ron Harris. Repaving and detours are part of our lives here in town. Maybe